Unit 9. Recording 9. Lesson 9D. Exercise 1.
It's nasty stuff. When Justin got home from school, he was in a good mood. His older sister Vicky, who was a local newspaper reporter, asked him why he was so happy. "I'm looking forward to doing my work experience next week," Justin said. "I'm going to work for Richard Ross for 2 weeks. He owns Ross Construction. They build houses and..." "I know," Vicky said. "He's a successful businessman." "Maybe you'll be offered a job when you finish university," Justin's father said. "Make sure you work hard to impress him." Justin promised that he would. He picked up Vicky's newspaper and looked at the lead article. There was a photo of bags containing asbestos. They had been dumped illegally near their town. "That's a terrible thing to do," he said. "Yes, you're right," said Vicky. "Asbestos is nasty stuff, and it can cause lung cancer if you breathe in the dust." On Monday morning, Justin arrived at Ross Construction. Richard Ross himself was waiting for him at reception.
"I'm Richard Ross. Nice to meet you, Justin. Now, follow me. We have some work to do."
For the next 2 weeks, Mr. Ross showed Justin how the company worked and spent a lot of time with him. Justin worked hard so that he would make a good impression on Mr. Ross. On the last day, Justin and Mr. Ross visited an old building. It was being demolished by Ross Construction in order to build a new hotel. As they walked around the site, Justin saw workers wearing protective clothing and face masks. They were throwing bags into a big skip.
"What's in the bags, Mr. Ross?" Justin asked.
"Asbestos," Mr. Ross said.
"Oh, right. That's toxic, isn't it? Do you have to do anything special with it?" Justin asked.
"No, we get rid of it ourselves. Now, come and see how..."
Mr. Ross clearly wanted to change the subject. Justin said nothing, but he thought the bags looked similar to the ones in the newspaper photo. Something should be done about this, he thought.
"Is your newspaper still writing articles about asbestos?" Justin asked Vicky that evening.
"Yes," Vicky replied.
"Why?"
Justin hesitated. What should he say?